Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local radio show that's all about the issues of aging. Documents, essential documents, long-term care planning. What happens when you wait? I'm going to tell you about something today. I got an email today. Someone who tried to put their spouse in a nursing home back in October, waited and waited and waited, and now it's July, and they don't know what to do, and they can't get their spouse in a nursing home. And here we are, 10 months later. They waited 4 months, and now they've run out of options. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 21 years on KFBK, talking about the issues of aging. I don't know about you, but I'm worn out. I'm worn out by all of this. I'm worn out by trying to figure out who's on first. I am worn out by every day reading about more people dying in nursing homes and in assisted living facilities. I'm more worn out every day by nursing homes telling people things that aren't true. And I had a nursing home today, wanted to send someone who can't take care of themselves to a boarding care where there's no licensed people. I'm worn out, folks. I'm worn out from preaching to the choir. I'm not saying that to do a poor me kind of a thing, but I'm worn out of trying to tell people what happens later on in life only to have no one believe me. I'm worn out from people coming to seminars and listening to webinars and then doing nothing and hoping it's all going to be okay. But it's not going to be okay. And it's never going to be okay again. Not in the way it was even a year ago or 2 years ago. It's going to be more and more difficult and more and more and more expensive. It's going to take more and more forethought. It's going to take, you know, I listened to an ad today for a $499 trust, and I'm thinking to myself, you can't get anything that's going to deal with long-term care planning for $499. You may avoid probate, but probate's after you're dead. What happens if you take 3 years dying? And nothing's going to address the issues of aging in a $499 documents package in which all the ad is about probate and avoiding probate. Probate happens when you're dead, folks. My concern has been for 30 years, what happens if you're not dead? I hope you listen to that statement. Well, what happens if you're not dead? What happens if you can't take care of yourself? What happens when you're wearing Depends? And what happens when you're trying to bathe your mother who can't cooperate? What happens when all that stuff happens? I've talked in the last few weeks. I'll get to all the other stuff in a little bit, but I just want to, if my voice sounds weary, I am weary. I am weary of people not but somehow believing that they're going to escape all of this, that they're somehow so special, that their family's going to escape all of this, that their family's not going to have the family fights that I see every day, that children aren't going to fight over money, which I see every day. That my daughter in Ohio is somehow miraculously going to come here and take care of me. I don't have a daughter in Ohio. I'm just using that as an example. Or that my family that are all out of work or something somehow, and my grandchildren who can't find jobs and all of that, somehow that's all miraculously going to take care of itself. And we're frozen in inertia at rest. And I've been listening to this stuff for 30 years, and now we're even more frozen. Here's my question to you today. If not now, when? When do you begin to plan for yourself? When do you make sure you have essential documents? Well, Bob, we had a document done 27 years ago, and they're perfectly fine because somebody told us they're perfectly fine. No, they're not. Most documents don't address what's happening now. I've talked a lot on this show over the last couple months. Pardon me. About people who are talking to people through windows because they can't get into the nursing home. They can't get into the boarding care. They can't get into the assisted living. Pardon me. I've been talking all day about doing other stuff and my voice is shot. I'm going to have to start talking down here in my low radio voice to save my voice. I don't know when, if not now. If not now, when? When's going to be the time to take care of this? I had somebody come in not too long ago, and they did some documents for a parent. And I asked them, I said, do you have anything? And they said, no. So they came back in today to pick up the documents for their parent, but they've elected to wait for themselves. And I'm thinking to myself, why? I can't say that because then they think it's a hard sell. But it's like, what are you waiting for? What's the better day that you're waiting for? How many of you have children that are 30 years old and married and they don't have any documents? They don't have anything. How many of you have grandchildren that are 22 years old going off to college and they have no advanced healthcare directives in place? What happens when they get sick? Who makes decisions for them? Do you think their mom and dad do? No, because they're over 18. Do you think you get to as their grandparents? No. You can't get in a hospital right now if somebody goes to the hospital. You can't come visit. How many people are talking through a window at someone? They're talking to their mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or their spouse through a window because they can't get into the building. How many of your documents are out of date? You did them when you were 55 years old and now you're 80 years old and you've never changed anything. You wanted to make sure that there was no probate. But you never thought about what happens if you become ill. How many people have had to make decisions for family members about ventilators or end-of-life decisions or drugs? What happens if we get experimental vaccines? Who's going to be able to do those? Who's going to have the power to say, yeah, you can give it to my mom? I can't even imagine how many people are sitting on out-of-date planning and out-of-date documents. People every day are worried about the stock market. They're worried about the wrong thing. I had somebody call me the other day whose parent is in an assisted living, and the assisted living wants the parent in the assisted living to have round-the-clock care. They're paying $16,000 a month for round-the-clock care, and they're paying $6,000 a month for the assisted living. You do the math. You do the math. You think I'm making up those numbers? I'm not making up those numbers. How many of you have had a change in situation or circumstance since you did it? How many of you did documents when you and Harvey were both alive and Harvey now died and mom's the only one left and the son that used to be here has now moved to Minnesota or Florida or Massachusetts and the daughter who's living here has two kids and grandkids that they're trying to take care of, but nobody ever brought the documents up to date? How many of you have had a change in situation since you did it? How many of you have had a change in family? Maybe the husband died and the wife is remarried, and the remarried husband had children, and now they have a blended family, and no one ever adapted the essential documents to deal with that change in circumstance and family. How do we know? I had somebody talk to me the other day. They can't make up their mind about what they want to do. But one of the things they did is they said, well, I've got mom's power of attorney. So I'm not an attorney. I'll say all that stuff in a little bit. It's my opinion only. But they said, well, we're going to rent the house out. And I said, well, how are you going to rent the house out? Well, we have mom's power of attorney. I know, but mom's house is in the trust. Mom's still the trustee because she's still competent. So how are you going to rent the house out? Well, we have a power of attorney. I know, but the house is in the trust. The house is controlled by the trust, not by the power of attorney. Oh, what do we do? So we walked through it, and they said, well, let us think about that for a while. And I wanted to scream at the phone, if not now, when? Are you going to wait for your mom to become incapacitated and incompetent? If not now, when? I don't know, folks. I don't know how to motivate those of you listening to understand the severity of where we are and where we're going to go. If COVID-19 ended tomorrow and everybody got well, do you understand the change to the system that is happening? To medical care, to nursing home care, to assisted living care, do you understand the change in all that? I don't know if people really get this or not. Everybody's worried about how many people are dying. As always, I'm worried about how many people aren't dying. How many people are going to be left even if people who recover are having emotional problems, are having heart trouble, are having brain troubles, are having confusion issues, are having all kinds of issues post-recovery. Are you telling me someone that's been in a coma on a ventilator for 3 weeks is going to wake up and they're going to be just like they were before? Maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, worrying about stuff I shouldn't worry about. But I've been doing this long enough to know that this stuff, it never goes the way people think it's going to go, ever. And everybody thinks that somehow by waiting, they gain some opportunity. They gain some advantage by waiting. I'm telling you that waiting almost always causes the loss of advantage, if not money, if not everything. How are you going to use your money? Who knows what you want? Are you going to rent care? Are you going to buy care? Are you going to be in a nursing home? Are you going to pay somebody $12,000 a month for round-the-clock care? Are you going to sell the house? Are you going to get a reverse mortgage? You can't get a reverse mortgage if you don't live in the house. I don't know. You tell me. If not now, when? If you have I'm a big fan, and I've said this over the years, I'm a big fan of the law of unintended consequence. And we haven't even begun to see the unintended consequences of all of this. We haven't even begun to see the evictions and the increase in homelessness and the increase in mental health issues and the increase in all kinds of other places that I don't even want to go. I don't even want to know. I read somewhere just 2 days ago. And in fact, I record this on Thursdays, and I think I read it yesterday. In the United States every year, there are more than 70,000 drug overdose deaths every year. Do you think that number is going to increase or decrease? Do you think the amount of drug use is going to increase or decrease? Do you think the number of mental health issues is going to increase or decrease? Do you think mom, who's already confused, and her children can't come over and visit her, do you think her mental acuity is going to get better or worse? Do you think her cognitive abilities are going to get better or worse? And whatever resources you have, how are you going to use those dwindling resources? I don't know, folks. I don't know what the answer is for you. I know that there's one available. Who's going to be, I keep going back to this question all the time. Who's going to be in charge? Who's in charge? Who's going to be in charge of your life? Well, Bob, my son is in charge. Is he really? Well, yeah, I named him on the power of attorney. I know, but what can he do? I have somewhere what's called a statutory form power of attorney. I printed one out here. Anybody can print one of these out. Let me find it. Uniform Statutory Form Power of Attorney, California Probate Code, Section 4401. Anybody can print this out. You've seen these before. It's 2 pages long plus the notary page. And you can print these out. I see these all the time. Who's in charge? Well, it says I, Bob Scrivano, my address, appoint my wife, Mildred Scrivano, that's not her name, to have my power of attorney. Okay. Then it's got a whole bunch of blank lines, little A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, J, K, L, M, N. And then you initial each of those that you want somebody to have. And then the last one says all of above. Now, I want you to take one of these and go sell a house with it. Well, Bob, it says real property transactions. Yeah. Does it say whether you can sell a house? Can you borrow against a house? Can you do a reverse mortgage? Can you lease the house? Can you rent the house? What about utilities? Can you open utilities? Can you close utilities? Can you do all of that kind of stuff? Well, it says it's a power of attorney. I know. But does this really give somebody, it says banking. Well, what can you do with banking? Can you open an account? Can you close an account? I have a client right now, can't close an account. Can't get money out of the account to pay for mom's, got a power of attorney, got one of these. The bank won't take it. So the child is not in charge. Can't pay mom's bills. Not in charge. I wish I could hold this up. I wish I was in camera. But you can print this out. If you Google statutory form, California statutory form power of attorney, you'll get this. It's 2 pages long. And everybody says, oh, I got a power of attorney, except it's not going to do much. Try using one of these to get a hold of mom's pension company and find out what her pension is and see if they'll take it. Almost all of them will want a letter saying mom's incompetent. Well, what if mom's not incompetent? Well, then you don't have the power of attorney. I printed it out before I started. And I'm reading from it. Who's in charge? No, really, who's in charge? And when do you decide that? After you can't decide or beforehand? I'm weary. I really am weary. After 30 years of preaching this and saying it over and over and over and over again, people are still looking not for the solution, but what somebody tells them is the cheap solution. There is no cheap solution. You have to work at this. Again, I have somebody was looking for a nursing home last October. We're in July. They still can't make up their mind. And now they said nursing homes won't take people. They really will. I have clients who have gone into nursing homes in the last month. But they waited and waited and waited and waited. And they said, well, we never expected the pandemic. Well, what did you expect? Did you just expect things were going to get better? Nobody expected the pandemic. But people get sick. People die. People develop infectious diseases. People do all kinds. People develop dementia. They become worse. If not now, when? My name is Bob Scrivano. I've been your host here for a long time. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. Everything I talk about here is my opinion only. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, which does allow me to prepare legal documents such as wills, trusts, and powers of attorney with a specific focus on frailty and aging issues. And I can do that anywhere in California. And I am licensed to do that. My license number is 2004-05, recorded right here in Sacramento County. And my bond is filed in Sacramento County. And I just am in the process of renewing my license for another term. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. And again, everything I talk about here is my opinion only. But it's an opinion based on 30 plus years of doing this. If not now, when? When do you begin to take all this seriously? When do you sit down and talk to me? My office is still open because I'm a notary and I am an essential service. If you don't feel comfortable coming in, we can do it all remotely. But you need to begin to have this conversation for your family. You really do. If I thought getting on my knees and begging would help, I'd do that. This coming Tuesday, the 21st, at 6 o'clock p.m., I'm going to do a webinar, and we're going to talk about all this stuff. You want to come to my webinar? It's free. Please only come if you're serious about dealing with this stuff. How do you sign up for my webinar? You go to my website, assets, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. 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 You go there, you can sign up for my webinar. It's free. You can ask me questions. You'll be able to see me because there's video. And it's on Tuesday, the 21st, at 6 o'clock p.m. Or better yet, call me and say, Bob, now, the time is now. We agree, the time is now. My number is in Sacramento, anywhere, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Please don't settle for imitations. Please don't settle for cheap substitutions. Please don't believe that something you just got, I'm local, for one thing. I heard an ad the other day. It's somebody in Southern California. I'm here. I'm available. I can make a difference for your family. If not now, when? Don't you think now would be a good time to take action and begin to make sure that you're ready and you're prepared? That you've planned for how you're going to do this, you've planned for who's going to be in charge, you've planned for where the money's going to come from, you've planned for the kind of care that you want, you've planned for separation, you've planned for talking through a window. Listen to my podcast. Listen to my Facebook Lives. You can go to my Facebook page by going to facebook.com/assetsandaging. I did two Facebook videos this week. They're good videos. But once you get the information, here's the key. If you just sit on your tush, it's not going to be helpful. You have to actually get up, take some action, take positive steps, and do something. If not now, when? Or do you want to just be another statistic, another person who died in a care home, another person that had to talk to their parents through the glass, another family that had nobody to make decisions, another family that had no one who could do all the things that are necessary when we're facing the extraordinary times that we're facing today? 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Sign up for my webinar on the 21st at 6 p.m. It's free. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Sign up for my free newsletter. Become a subscribing member to Assets and Aging. But stay informed and then take that information and use it to make your life and your family's life better. Again, you've got to trust. How many of your kids don't have anything? They don't have, because they think they're bulletproof. And your 22-year-old grandson who has no advanced health care directive and is going out and on the weekends and partying, and there's nobody that can make medical decisions for him if he gets sick. 800-999-8007. Take action today. If not now, when? I am literally begging people to understand where we are. And now is not the time to be sitting down doing nothing. Now is the time to be active, proactive, and making sure that you've taken every step necessary to protect what you worked 50 years for. Don't lose it all to circumstance because you weren't prepared. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. What I've had to say today is important. I'm going to repeat it in the second half hour. Listen to it again. Don't turn it off. Listen to it again. And then take the opportunity during the break or after the show to call me, contact me, sign up for the webinar, but make a difference in your life and your family's life. It's worth it. If not now, when? Act today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next Thursday, now. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Thanks so much for joining me. Look forward to hearing from you soon. If not now, when? Have a great day.